This is the PR Podcast, a show about how public relations helps you tell your story to the world. We talk with great PR practitioners who have the skills, creativity, and just plain savvy to get their clients noticed. Now here's your host, Jody Fisher.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the PR Podcast. I'm Jody Fisher. Thanks for joining us. Well, I've taken a couple of weeks off. Maybe you noticed, maybe you didn't. I just took a couple of weeks off to kind of recharge a little bit. I was kind of feeling in a place where I needed to focus on other things, and I didn't have any guests lined up for the show. We've got a bunch of guests lined up in the future, but we hit like this patch where I didn't have anybody scheduled. And you know, normally I'll do a Reddit Q&A or I'll do something like that, but I just wasn't feeling it. And I also needed to just focus on some other things. So took a couple of weeks off, back now. I'm going to do a solo episode here, while we wait to get some other guests on the schedule. We'll be back with guests real, real soon. But wanted to do a show about PR myth busting, and this comes up, really, I got another one of those emails today, and I don't know if you get them, you know, from these companies that quote unquote guarantee earned media coverage. Now, for those of us and for those of you in PR world, these emails make your skin crawl, right? At least they make my skin crawl. And these are scammers, right? They are preying upon people who would not know earned media if it came up and bit them in the butt. Granted, they understand what, you know, media attention is or what media coverage is, but they don't know what earned media is and what it takes to get earned media, unless they have a person like you or like me walking them through the process, right? Whether it's sending out press releases or pitching reporters or booking people on podcasts or, you know, booking people on, you know, interview shows, whatever the case may be. And so I got one of those emails, you know, that said, hey, we can guarantee you coverage in Forbes and Bloomberg and Inc. and, you know, all these outlets that, frankly, you know, run these, you know, pay for play backwater websites. It's really frustrating to get these things, because then I also got an email from a client that said, oh, I'm interested in this. And I was like, come over here. Come over, talk to Dad. Come here. Let me tell you why this is a scam. So anyway, I thought I'd do an episode here about PR myth busting and five things that we need to be dispelling about public relations for the people who don't know, because we really want to be educating people about what PR is, about what good PR is, about what real PR is. And we do that, number one, we help our clients understand that. We help prospective clients understand that, because sometimes, many times, I think clients will come and they'll say, oh, we're interested in PR. They'll just use that phrase, PR, but they really don't know what it is. They think it has something to do with media coverage, like being in the newspaper or being on TV, but they really truly don't know. And so it's our job as the PR pros to educate them, to walk them through, to guide them, and to protect them as they engage in a proactive PR campaign. So here we are. You know, it's PR has got this rap, right? That we go out to parties, we go out and we schmooze with people. And that's not what PR is. And PR is not advertising. PR is not buying your way into a publication. PR is earned media and or communicating with publics. I mean, that's really the root of the phrase public relation. There are different publics. If you go back to the textbook definition of it, whether it's media, that's a public, community is a public, government is a public, and you communicate with these different publics in a relations campaign, hence public relations. So we're talking to lots of different audiences, right? But for the most part, I think when we talk about PR, we think of media coverage. So let's bust some myths. Here we go. Myth number one, PR is all spin and manipulation. Now, if there is a four-letter word in my book, it is that word, S-P-I-N, spin. In fact, it's the only four-letter word in my book, other than maybe snow. But I am a four-letter word friendly guy, but man, do I hate that word spin. Good PR is not, never has been, never will be spin. Because spin, in my book, implies lying. And you know, as a good PR person, we never lie. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't tell our client's story from our client's point of view. And sometimes we have to tell it in a way that is, you know, we say one thing and someone who is in opposition to us may say something else. Maybe we have to rebut certain opinions with factual information, but we never, ever, ever spin anything, because we don't play fast and loose with facts. We do not manipulate information in the sense of misrepresenting information in any way, shape, or form. There is no such thing as spin, as far as I'm concerned, when you're talking about real, honest to goodness, earned media and public relations. You are transparent, you're honest, you're factual, you back things up. You do not ever, ever spin. So there's myth number one busted. You don't, PR is not about spin. Myth number two, PR and advertising are the same thing. Well, if I have to educate you on this, you should find a new line of work, right? PR and advertising are not the same thing. And it's simply defined as advertising is paid, PR is earned, right? We talk about that all the time. And it's that peso model that Ginny Dietrich came up with, right? PESO, the paid, earned, social, and owned Venn diagram, if you will. And you can look it up online. And earned, or media coverage, is one of those four letters. PR and advertising are not the same thing, because reporters, you can't pay a reporter to write a story for you. A reporter writes the story they want to write. They do their interviews, they do their research, they do their writing, and they publish. They don't share the article with you in advance. They don't tell you the questions they're going to ask you in advance of the interview. They do the job, the journalistic job that they are paid to do, that they ethically signed up and volunteered to do. I mean, I was a reporter long before I was in public relations. I was a radio reporter in New York City. You never asked, you never gave out the questions in advance. You never shared the piece in advance with the person, because it's none of their business. If they volunteer to be interviewed for the story, if they volunteer to participate in the story, they're volunteering to do the story the way the reporter wants to do it. And a good PR person will supply enough information and enough facts to drive the story in the direction that the PR person and that the organization wants to drive that story in. Now, that's not to say that it's going to come up out exactly the way you want, but the better you get at doing this, the better you will be able to direct the story in the direction you want it to go in. So myth number two busted, PR and advertising are not the same thing. And that goes back to that whole email thing that I was talking about. You know, we can guarantee coverage. A guarantee means that you bought it, means that it's advertising, means that it is not PR. It is not earned media. It is not journalism. There are some outlets out there that practice what I refer to as transactional journalism. In other words, if you buy an ad, they'll write you a nice article. And that's fine for their business model if they want to do it that way, but that is not true journalism. True journalism is what shows up in your daily newspaper. True journalism is what shows up on your nightly local newscast or on your network newscast. True journalism are reporters asking questions that they want to ask because they are investigating or reporting on a story that they feel is interesting or important to their audience, that serves their audience. And so that's what PR is. It is, that's what true journalism is. is asking questions, reporting factual information, and sharing information with a particular audience. It is not advertising. It is not paid. Myth number three, PR is only about getting media coverage. Now, here's where we get a little deeper into what PR is, right? Like I said, when people think of PR, they mostly think of media coverage. And the phrase PR in public relations is thrown around that way. We'll get some good PR. You've heard people say that, right? And that typically means, you know, an article in the paper, something on the TV newscast, something on the radio newscast, whatever. It is far more than that. And in modern times now, I mean, I've been doing this for a very long time. It means even more than that. PR includes social. It includes influencers. It includes reviews. It includes, you know, YouTube videos. It includes all kinds of things short of paid advertising. It includes just about every type of communication under the sun to every type of audience under the sun. It can also include, and that we're just talking about the end product, right? PR also includes all the making the sausage stuff, right? Communication strategies, planning events, you know, having people out to your facility or your location to participate in something like a fair or a festival. I mean, that can be PR. I've planned so many events in my career that also led to media coverage, but they were events before they were anything else. And I think of things like, you know, building the new World Trade Center, in downtown Manhattan. I think about the arrival of the space shuttle Enterprise to the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum, now the Intrepid Museum for short, in New York City. You know, those were events that I helped to plan with the client that we then made sure had a media and a PR component to it. Not that I planned them by myself, I planned it with the client, but the point is that PR is not just about getting media coverage. It's actually about doing something. And that's a core belief that I have about PR. Do good things and the media coverage will follow. If you make the right decisions, if you engage in the activity that you normally engage in to serve your audience, to serve your community, to do the thing that you do, to walk your walk, you will get media coverage because of that. And you will be able to get media coverage because it will be obvious that it's an important thing to the community that you serve. So myth number three busted, PR is not just about getting media coverage. Myth number four, PR is only for big corporations. I can't tell you how many nonprofits that I have worked for, just to name a sector, nonprofits, that had smaller budgets that we got terrific press for. And even further, pro bono clients, right? Small, either clients that didn't have the budget or maybe asked if we could do something pro bono for them. And case by case, absolutely, when it's the right decision to make, you absolutely should do that for people. But PR is not just for big corporations. It can benefit organizations of all sizes. Big companies may have huge internal PR and comms teams, right? And smaller businesses, maybe they have like one person who's in charge of, you know, kind of everything under the sun, including the social media and the newsletter and the constituency relations and all that kind of jazz. What you have to do is you have to focus on the job of public relations. You have to make it a priority within your organization, and then you have to decide how you're going to pursue it, whether you bring someone in from the outside or whether you task someone internally to actually do that job. And very frequently, especially with smaller organizations, you have folks who might be younger or less experienced or just not have the skill set to actually effectively conduct a media relations or a public relations campaign or program. And so you need to look outside. And I implore people whenever they can do that, that they absolutely should do that, because it's really important to be telling your story on all different levels, internally, externally, to specialized groups, to your community, geographically, subject matter wise. You need to be talking to the people you serve, because you need to be raising awareness, you need to be building credibility, you need to be connecting with your audiences, and those tailored approaches can be scaled to suit any organization's goals or resources. But you got to start with saying, we want to do this. So you got to make up your mind that you want to do this thing. So myth number four, busted PR is not just for big corporations. And myth number five, we come full circle. PR is all about parties and schmoozing. No, it ain't. PR is not about parties and schmoozing. We have this pop culture misrepresentation of our profession, that all we do is we go out and we wine and dine reporters. You know, we buy them dinner, we buy them drinks, we take them to ball games, we do whatever we got to do. And then right at the most opportune time, we say, hey, remember I did that thing for you? I need you to write an article for me. That is not how it works. Now, building relationships with reporters, absolutely. And how many cups of coffee have I gone out to with a reporter? You bet, because it's a social situation where we go out, we talk about things that I might have that interest them, that might be interesting to them. I get to hear from them and on what they like to write, what they're reporting on, maybe what their beat is, what their concern is, what their focus is. That's important. And whether that takes the form of a cup of coffee or a donut or dinner or lunch or whatever, that's totally cool. I don't see that as schmoozing, though. I see that as, hey, let's talk about this thing. And by the way, you know, we might as well have a burger while we're doing it. I will also say that even though I always offer to pay, to pick up the bill, I'm much more comfortable just splitting it 50-50. Because I think what that does, and many times the reporter might say, no, well, I got to pay for this, which I will honor, and that's totally fine. The idea being is we're there to help each other. I have those meetings to make sure that they know who I am and what I can offer them. And I want to hear from them what their focus is and how I might fit into it. Because the last thing I wanted to do is sending them dreck, sending them stuff that is a waste of their time. They'll block me on email. They won't take my call. You know, I'll become the nuisance, right? And that's what a PR person does not want to be, is a nuisance. So no, PR is not all about parties and schmoozing. It's about getting to know the reporters, getting to understand what they like to write about, and then giving them the right information that is going to result in the media coverage that you got hired by your client to get. All right, so there's five PR myths busted. Let's run them down. PR is not all about spin and manipulation. PR and advertising are not the same thing. PR is not just about getting media coverage. PR is not just for big corporations. And PR is definitely not all about parties and schmoozing. It is, however, a complex and an ever-evolving landscape. It goes way beyond the surface level myths. And I would love to hear from you on what myths you'd like to bust about PR. Maybe we can talk about it on social media. You know, we are skilled strategists. We are trained professionals, just like a lawyer or a doctor or a dentist or a construction worker, or, you know, you name it on down the line, right? We have a set of skills. We have a set of expertise. We know what we're talking about. At least the good ones of us do. And we need to conduct ourselves in a way and lead our clients in a way that they will trust us, that they will trust our profession, that they will look to us for the advice that they've asked us to give them. But we've got to keep on debunking these misconceptions, because like I said, I think we get this bad rap, especially in pop culture, that presents us in a way that is completely foreign from what we actually do. So there we have it, five PR myths busted. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please remember to subscribe to the show. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at The PR Podcast, and send us a question or a comment. Our intro is by Christopher Apple. You can find him and his fantastic photography on Instagram at Christopher_APPOLDT. Check him out there and hire him for all your photography needs. You can find me online at Jody Fisher on all the socials and on the web at jodyfisherpr.com. We'll see you next time on the PR Podcast.